At certain points in my life, I've come to think about if school friendships count. I mean, friends from primary school, secondary school, university. I don't know. Okay, so welcome to today's episode, Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. And it's an honor to be in your, I don't want to see your faces, but then it's an honor that you're listening to me right now. It's another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with your favorite Ibadan girl, Damola. It's been about 2 weeks I heard from you guys, and I'm super amazing. I'm super excited. I'm super excited to be with you guys today. Sorry my voice is a little bit cracky, a bit deep or something, but then I have cold and it's not like I was really thinking about moving this episode, but I'm like, no, girl, you are doing this. So this is me recording this episode to you people with even with the way my voice sounds, just because I love you all so much. So welcome to today's episode. Like we started earlier, like 2 weeks ago, we started the friendship series, and on today's episode, we're talking about if school friendship counts. And when I say school friendship, I'm talking about secondary school, primary school, university. So basically, I'm going to be trying to compare the three of them together. So let's start from primary school. I think a majority of us make good friends from primary school because, come on, you're still naive. You basically don't know anything. You just have friends, like, have friends for friends' sake. But I think it makes more sense when the friend or the supposed friend now attends the same secondary school with you. Then, boom, the friendship is increasing. The friendship is beginning to make sense. You're beginning to realize the people you need to drop off and people you need to hold on. But let's take it to the university level. I feel like university friendship can, it can't really stand the test of time. I don't know if that is right, but then like, why do I feel this? Why, well, let me explain. I feel it's a lame excuse, but I feel that if, okay, secondary school, primary school takes about six years each. That's about 12 years. While university takes about 4 years, almost 16 years. So now, like, 16 years would they use go school for this life before we call. Okay, sorry, let me get back to the episode, but I just have to, like, think about it. I feel like the 4 years in university is not enough or is not a lot to use to sustain a good friendship. Like, it feels like now when we just begin to know ourselves, go, boom, graduation. I know some people spend more years in school actually, but I'm just talking about based on I spent 4 years in school. And so that's like my reason why I feel that secondary university friendship can't really be sustained. But then I might be wrong because I have friends that I made in university and we still talk, like friends from university and we still talk. But another factor that I would think that has helped to sustain certain friendship I made in university was hostel life. I think I still talk with people that we were in the same hostel together. And we literally spent a lot of time together, not just in the classroom. I have people from my department that I still talk to. I have people that we rapport very well. So you get what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. But then I have people that I've known from primary school, and I've known them all the way to secondary school, and I've known them all the way to university, and we still talk. I feel like the friendship you start from primary school that, oh, you're lucky enough and the person now goes to your secondary school is easily sustained. Like, you've built something and it keeps you going. I have friends that I've known for over 16 years. I have friends that I've known for over, let's say, almost 20 years, if I'm not wrong. And like, we're still friends. We're still cool. But then what I'm going to just tell you on this particular episode is that what really matters is, can you always count on your friend when you need to? It's not all about counting friends with your fingers and say, oh yes, I made this friend in primary school, I made this friend in secondary school, I made this friend in university. It doesn't really matter. Can you count on your friend? That is like, that's rhema, that's word. Like, it's deep. Like, can you really count on that friend? Or you're just counting the numbers? I think that's like something we need to reflect on after this episode. So guys, I would like to hear from you. I would like to know your opinion about it. Like, do you think friendship from schools actually make sense, like they actually count, or you rather just deal with childhood friends. I have childhood friends, and I spoke about some of my childhood friends on the last episode. If you've not listened to it, you can please go back to listen to it after this episode. But I just want to know your opinion. Is it that Damola is just being biased, or Damola is just being